The debate continues here in London regarding the benefits of either being a technical trader or a fundamental trader. So let me explain exactly what I've been up to right now. Hi traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. I'm here in London at the last day of the second conference that I've been to. And just had a really exciting week here, met a lot of fantastic people, a lot of traders, a lot of people within the industry. And just been really interesting to see the difference between talking to the people who are pro fundamentals trading and the other people like myself who are more the technical trading. And I just wanted to run through with you a few trades that I've taken and why I strongly believe the technicals are definitely the way to go. Last week on the video I mentioned about a trade on the weekly chart that I mentioned about the Aussie US dollar. Well, that fell and took my profit target out, made about 380 pips, exactly a 4-to-1 return on that trade. So in other words, risking half of 1%, making 2%. It took about 7 or 8 trading days to get there. The interesting thing is it actually hit the full profit target on the release of the Australian interest rate drop. And so I suppose you could sort of say, well, the fundamentals dropped the Aussie down a touch further with that interest rate drop. But for me as a technical trader, the charts were screaming out, were strongly suggesting sell the Aussie US. And that was, you know, sort of 10 days prior to that announcement. And, you know, like I said, I actually mentioned that specific trade to my clients, and I mentioned it last week on the video saying it was still open. It's now gone and hit the full profit target. While I've been away personally, I've only been trading the daily charts. I haven't really had time to trade anything sort of more shorter time than that. But I've had trades here on the New Zealand dollar, US dollar, a short on that. And that's made a 2-to-1 trade. Also took a short position on the New Zealand yen. And again, all mentioned to my clients, made 3-to-1. The other interesting thing is yesterday we had the New Zealand dollar, the unemployment rate increase. It was worse for the economy, yet the New Zealand dollar has strengthened quite considerably from the big fall that's been in. Those two trades I mentioned, the New Zealand US and New Zealand yen, they were taken at the end of last week on the dailies. They've hit profit down at the target that I was aiming for. But now, after the trades are out, they've now sort of turned around and the New Zealand dollar's now, as I speak, is climbing up quite strongly. But that's against the fundamental announcement of a drop in or an increase in the unemployment rate, which of course is bad for the economy. And so, again, to me, it's the fundamentals are fine to have a concept of and to know what's coming, but the technicals, the charts, they show me what's happening far in advance, or the likely outcome far in advance. And so to me, as a technical trader, I can only, you know, look at the charts and trade what I see on there, not what I think is going to be the news announcement. So as I said, at these shows, it's been really interesting. I've not yet met someone here at this show and the previous one who's a fundamental trader that's actually made any significant returns from their Forex trading, but met a lot of people here who are technical traders that have done very well. And my clients, even though I've been away for the last so almost 2 weeks now, I've been posting my daily trades still from here. And clients have made some, you know, some really significant money. So I had a great time over here in London, and this time next week I'll be back in New Zealand, and I'll look forward to bringing you some more information and about the world of the wonderful world of forex trading and how you can benefit from that by being a really good technical trader and understanding candle patterns. And just follow along, if nothing else, just follow along with the information that I post on my side each day about the likely strengths and weaknesses. You know, there's plenty of people who are making really good gains from just following that free information on a day-by-day basis, because it helps them to keep on the right side, or the likely right side of the market, using their own strategy. So once again, this is Andrew Mitchum, the Forex Trading Coach, coming from you in London. I look forward to talking to you this time next week.